to the latest edition of Nareit's REIT Report podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Borks in Quito, and we're recording this on May 4th, 2018. Today, our guest is Brad Case, Nareit's Senior Vice President for Research and Industry Information. Brad's going to bring us up to date on the latest REIT market trends, including volatility and valuation levels. Brad, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Sarah.
So, Brad, since February, REITs have been pulling ahead of the broader market. What does that tell us about investor sentiment right now?
Yeah, we saw a real change in the market really in early March. If you look at the period since March 9th, the stock market's actually gone down more than 5% over that period, while REITs have been up nearly 2%. So that's when the big difference between the REIT market and the broader stock market really started. And I think, I think in terms of investor sentiment, there's been a lot of discussion about how aggressively valued several of the especially big tech stocks in the market have become. And so investors have been paying closer attention to that. And I think that that there's a sense that if things start going south for those companies, then investors want to make sure that they're the first ones to get out. Now, what does that do for REITs? When you're going to take money out of, when you're thinking about taking money out of one part of the stock market, you're figuring out where to put it, and investors are looking around for undervalued assets. And I think that's certainly where REITs have been for well over a year. So in terms of investor sentiment, I think there's some concern about valuations in the non-REIT part of the stock market. And as people look around, that tends to help REITs.
And are you seeing any signs that we might see a change in REIT valuations going forward?
Yeah, I think when you look at underlying real estate operating fundamentals, they've been very strong. They continue to be strong. And so the current REIT valuations really don't make a whole lot of sense in the context of strong real estate operating performance. And incidentally, in the part of the real estate market that's not traded on stock exchanges, investors seem to be valuing properties very aggressively. So what's the difference for REITs? Well, the difference for REITs is that a lot of the investors in REITs are also looking at other parts of the stock market, those big tech stocks, and their attention has been distracted. So in terms of valuing REITs, when there's something that causes you to look around and look for better value, then you're looking at the underlying operating fundamentals for REITs, and you're thinking there's a disconnect here. And so I expect that we will continue to see change in REIT valuations so that REIT stock prices are more in keeping with the strong underlying fundamentals.
And what patterns are you seeing in terms of REIT volatility, and how does that compare with other segments of the market?
Yeah, you know, we've seen a real change in the volatility in the stock market. And early in the year, in February, there was an increase in volatility for the stock market, and REIT volatility went up with it. But starting in mid-March, stock market volatility jumped again, and REIT volatility did not. And I think that's very telling. Volatility is a measure of uncertainty, and I think that there is increasing uncertainty about whether the stock prices for several non-REIT companies, those tech stocks that I was mentioning earlier, whether those stock prices can be justified by their earnings growth in the future. With REITs, it's much easier to evaluate their earnings and the quality of their earnings, and therefore their prospects for the future. So we saw an increase in volatility in the non-REIT part of the market, and that's what leads me to be concerned that maybe investors are uncertain whether the growth in that part of the market can continue. We didn't see an increase in volatility for REITs, and I think that is telling. People are looking at REITs and saying we can really tell that the real estate operating fundamentals are supporting a higher value than REITs are trading at right now. So I think that in all, we're starting to see some evidence, both in terms of returns and in terms of volatilities, that maybe the bright lights that have been distracting investors away from REITs for the last couple of years, maybe fading a little bit, and maybe their attention is finally turning back to REITs. They're seeing value, and they want to protect their own portfolios by taking advantage of the relative value in the REIT space.
Great, Brad. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
And to read more about Brad's insights into the REIT market, be sure to visit the market commentary section on REIT.com.